我们今天从历代志的27-28，我们要看这两章。
This evening we'll look at chapter 27 and 28。
在这两章里头要看两个王。
In these two chapters we'll look at the two kings。
两个王，一个在记载上面是很少的。
And one of the kings has very little recording.
一个的记载比较多一点。
And the other one has a little bit more.
但是两个王的事情，很不一样。
But the matters of these two kings are very different.
27章里头我们看是说到这个乌西亚王死了以后。
In chapter 27, we see that it started from the death of King Uzziah.
那他的儿子约坦就接上来做王。
And his son Jotham became the king.
弟兄姊妹们记得，乌西亚上一次我们看到他要到圣殿烧香。
That Uzziah we saw from last time that he wanted to go into the temple and burn incense.
那结果给祭司们挡在外头。
But at the end, he was blocked by the priests.
他勉强要进去。
And he forced himself into the temple.
结果就长了大麻风。
But at the end, he became leprous.
从那一刻起。
And from that moment on,
他就不敢再到圣殿。
That he would dare not to go into the temple.
因为长了大麻风的人都要给隔离的。
Because people who have leprosy would be isolated.
不但是不到圣殿。
Not only did he not go into the temple.
连在朝中掌权，历史上的记载也说。他放下。
That according to history, the recording says he was relieved of his responsibilities in the court.
虽然是放下，但却没有退位。
That even though he was not reigning, but he was still the king.
他儿子约坦就辅助他做管理这个政治上的事。
And his son Jotham, he was assisting him in governing the kingdom.
一直等到他死了，他儿子就正规的坐上王位了。
Until he died, that his son officially succeeded him as a king.
27章就说到约坦坐上王位了。
And in chapter 27, says Jotham, he began to reign.
他做王的时间不太长。
And the period that he became king was not that long.
只有16年。
It's only 16 years.
他做王的时候是25岁。
He was 25 when he became king.
那也就是说，他做王只不过是做了，多少？就是做了16年。
And which is to say, he only reigned for 16 years.
他死的时候就是41岁。
And he died when he was 41 years old.
很年轻。
He was very young.
41岁就完了。
He ended at age 41.
那按人来看来，他是没有什么作为。
According to men, he did not do much.
如果照27章里面记载他的事情，也好像没有什么特别的可记载的。
According to the recordings in chapter 27, it seems like there's nothing much to be recorded.
但是弟兄姊妹们，当我们细细的看进去，
But brothers and sisters, when we look into it carefully,
在和与这一段历史同时的那个以赛亚书上来补进来。
When we read the book of Isaiah, recording the same period of time,
我们就看到约坦王他做王的时间虽然是很短。
And we can see that Jotham the king, even though he reigned for a very short time,
但是他给犹大带来的确实很大的祝福。
But he has brought great blessings to Judah.
我们稍微看看27章怎么来说它。
And we'll look at chapter 27.
27章就说到他是撒都的女儿，那照着名字来看，他应该是一个祭司的外孙。
According to the names, he should be a grandchild or grandson of a priest.
也许因着这个缘故，所以他在属灵的事情上，或是说在神律法的事情上，他是比较严谨。
Or maybe it's because of this that he is pretty serious about the matter of the laws or the.
所以第二节那里就说，约坦行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
So verse 2 says he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
效法他父乌西亚一切所行的。
just as his father Uzziah had done.
只是不入耶和华的殿。
But unlike him, he did not enter the temple door.
那如果从圣灵做这样的一个记载。
From this recording of the Holy Spirit.
他做王在神面前还是有点分寸的。
That he's very proper before the Lord as a king.
他行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
他也效法他父亲。
And he did what his father has done.
但是我们上次看到他父亲吗？前半段是差不多。
And last time when we read about Uzziah in the beginning, he was not bad.
但下半段虽然他没有把神的百姓带歪。
But the later half, even though he didn't lead the people of God astray.
但是他自己却因着神的祝福而心高气傲。
But because of God's blessings, he became prideful.
以致做了事情越过了神的界限。
So that he has done things that's beyond God's boundary.
约翰效法他父亲，但是没有像他父亲一样越过神的界限。
Jotham followed his father's example, but unlike him, he did not go beyond God's boundary.
那当然，他不是一个很能带进神的作为的王。
Of course, he's not a king that can bring forth God's work.
如果你要说他是怎么的，那可以说是不过也不实。
If you want to describe him, he's not someone who's very great or he's not someone who's done very badly.
他就是这样的一个王。
And he's such a king.
所以在当时犹大的光景里头。
So at that time, under Judah's condition.
王就是上层的人，还规规矩矩的。
That the king, he's acting properly.
但是在百姓的当中，就是说在国家的那个基层的里头。
And but for the people as a foundation of the kingdom.
就好像不大对劲儿。
And the people they weren't doing very well.
百姓还在那里行邪僻的事。
Because here it says the people are still doing some evil things.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个神的百姓，或者说神的子民最难应付的一件事。
And this is for God's people, this is the hardest to deal with.
难得上层寻求神。
It's very precious that the higher officials that they seek after the Lord.
但是底下的人不跟随。
But those under them, they would not follow.
那等到有些时候底下的人愿意寻求神。
And then until the people, the foundation, they're willing to follow.
但是上层的人对神却没有心。
But people of the higher ranks, they do not have a heart for God.
那这样就造成神的子民常常落在一个非常非常困惑的那种属灵的光景。
And that caused the people of God fall into a very doubtful state of mind.
不过有一件事情我们要注意的。
That's one matter we need to pay attention to.
在约坛的日子却没有什么大不了的事情发生。
And during the days of Jotham, there's nothing great happened.
相反的，他还有一点建树。
Contrarily, he has some achievements.
在这里的记载就说他建造了那个圣殿的门，上门。
And here it says that he rebuilt the upper gate of the temple.
又在国家的好多地方都有一些的建设。
And then he has built many buildings throughout the country.
并且呢，跟亚门人打仗也打胜了。
And then he conquered the Ammonites.
然后弟兄姊妹就注意到圣灵给他下的一个结论。
Verses take note that the Holy Spirit gave him an evaluation.
说出一件什么事情呢？
And what does it tell us?
虽然好像是说约坦个人的事。
Even though it's talking about the personal matter of Jotham.
但是确实包括了犹大的一般的光景。
But includes the general condition of Judah.
那我们就要注意了。
Let's take note.
第六节你注意。
Verse 6.
他说约坦在耶和华他神面前行正道，以致一见长生。
Jotham grew powerful because he walked steadfastly before the Lord his God.
那好像他在神的面前没有做很多的事情。
It's as if he hasn't done much before God.
他在那个犹大国的里边协助了一点点事，但是也并不是太多。
He has done some things within the kingdom of Judah, but it's not that much.
但是有一件事情比他所做的外面的事情是更重要的。
But this one thing that he has done is much more important than everything else he's done.
那是神的祝福在犹大国的里头能很明显的显出来。
Which is the blessing of God can be shown very clearly in Judah.
在如果用人的眼睛来看，
From man's point of view,
在内部他有建设，
Within he has some achievements,
对外他得胜，
And without he has conquered.
那这个是在当时的犹大的来说，那是一个相当大的祝福。
For Judah, that time is a great blessing.
但是当我们如果看到这样的一个祝福的时候，
But when we look at this blessing,
弟兄姊妹们，你没有办法不回到生命记里边来看当时的那个光景。
And we have to go back to the book of Deuteronomy to look at the conditions.
我想我们读历代志的时候，我们顶容易走出历代志的目的以外，乃是因为我们不自觉的就把里头所记载的事情用人文历史的观点来留意。
Sometimes when we read the book of Chronicles, it will be easy for us to go outside of the purpose of the books of Chronicles because we'll use man's eyes to look at the incidences.
那比方说我们看到哦，他在神面前日渐长盛，我们就就是长盛。
For example, we see that he has grown powerful before God and we'll say, yes, he's powerful.
也许也稍微注意到他能长盛的原因，因为他在神面前行正道。
And maybe we'll pay a little attention saying that the reason he's grown powerful is because he walks steadfast before the Lord.
就好像说他在神面前行的对，所以神就给他祝福。
So in other words, he was right before God, so God blessed him.
当然这个是没有疑问的。
Of course, there's no doubt about it.
神是乐意向人施恩的神。
That God is a God who's willing to show
them mercy. 人向着神有一个预备让神有做工的条件的环境，那当然神的那一个祝福是远远显出来的。
That if man is willing to provide the conditions, the ground for God to work, that God is willing to show his grace.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能忘记。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot forget.
神的百姓在神的面前，能蒙福或者是不蒙纪念，一个最根本的原因是在哪里？
The reason that the people of God can be remembered or they would not receive blessings, what is the reason?
那当然从表面上看来就是说你行神的道，神就纪念你。
On the surface is that you walk on God's path that God will remember you.
但是有些时候就我们困惑的是什么呢？
But sometimes it's caused
us to be puzzled. 我们看到有些王他们并不行神的道。
And we can see some kings, they are not walking on God's path.
但神还是赐福给他。
But God continues to bless them.
你说那这个是怎么回事？
And then you say, why is that so?
比方说罗伯安。
For example, Rehoboam.
比方说罗伯安的儿子。
Or his son.
比方说后半期的亚撒。
Or Asa at his later years.
那我们还可以看到约沙法。
Or Jehoshaphat.
这个约阿斯。约是一定是Joas。那你看到他们在神面前行的不对。
And you can see that they did not walk correctly before God.
但是对犹大这个国家来说，好像没有太受太多的影响。
But it's as if the country of Judah is not affected very much.
只是这个王的本身确实受了亏损。
It's only the king himself has suffered harm.
那我们究竟怎么来看这样的一件事呢？
So how can we look at these matters?
那我们是不能不回到生命记上面去留意的。
And we have to go back to Deuteronomy.
我个人觉得我们读历代志 和生命记必须常常连在一起。
Personally, I feel that when we read the book of Chronicles, we have to read the book of Deuteronomy.
而不是说生命记里边的详细的内容。
It's not that the details in the books of Chronicles.
而是生命记里头的所表达给我们认识的那些属灵的原则。
But it's the spiritual principles that's expressed in the Chronicles.
特别是神和他的百姓所立的约。
Especially the covenant established between God and his people.
弟兄姊妹，你看到神在 他的子民中间显明他的作为。
The verses we can see when God manifests his deeds among his people.
有些时候很明显的，你就看见神当时和他们怎么立约，神就怎么执行。
And sometimes very clear that how God established a covenant with them, he would do accordingly.
你做好你那一份，神就做好神那一份。
If you act properly on your side, God would act properly on his side.
但是有些时候，就像刚才我们所提的，你没有做好你那一份，但是神还是做好他的那一份。
But sometimes it's like what we mentioned earlier, even if you don't fulfill your part, that God will still fulfill his part.
这个叫我们就有些时候觉得神究竟怎么来处理这些事情。
And sometimes we'll ask, how would God deal with these things?
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神一面给我们看见他与人立约的事。
On one hand, God lets us see that he established a covenant
with man. 另一面神也让我们看见他的性情。
On the other hand, that God let us see his nature.
尤其是当我们留意到神与人立约的那个目的。
Especially when we look at the purpose of the covenant established by God.
他并不是要借着立约来把人管辖在一个圈圈里。
That God does not want to bind men under the covenant.
他是要借着立约的事情维持立约的对方不离开他丰盛的怜悯。
But it's through the covenant that he would keep the other party under his mercy.
那所以这些事情一放在一起的时候，我们有些时候就觉得好像是有点混了不清的那种动作。
So sometimes when we put all these together, we feel that God is confusing, it's not very clear.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们承认我们对神的做事的法则似懂非懂。
We admit that we do not know clearly about the principles of God's word.
有时看好像是这样。
Sometimes we look at
it like this. 有些时候看又好像不完全是这样。
And sometimes we look like it
at
the other way. But we thank God.
不管我们怎么看。
No matter how we look at it,
你总会看到神是根据一个立约的事实，一个是根据他自己的性情来处理神的子民和他中间的事。
In establishing the covenant, that God is based on his nature, he will deal with his people.
那因此我们从这一方面来看约坦做王的时候，我们就了解到一件事情。
So when we look at Jotham as a king, that we can pay attention to these things.
按照约坦本人，他没有很大的建树。
According to Jotham, he did not have any great achievement.
对神的那个永远的计划，或者说就对大卫家的见证的维持，也没有很明显的那一个显出。
That he did not have any clear manifestation of the eternal purpose of God.
但是他就是很中规中矩的站对了在神面前该站的位置。
But he has stood correctly before God properly.
神就给他祝福了。
And God blessed him.
他就虽然是做王只有16年。
Even though he was just king for 16 years.
在这16年在犹大的历史里头也是不可多得的一个平静安稳又繁荣的日子。
But these 16 years is rare among Judah's history because it's very calm and peaceful.
用旧约的那个事实来说，他们在那个时候承受属地的祝福是蛮清楚的。
Using the words of the Old Testament that they were receiving blessing of this earth, they were enjoying peace.
那从历史的本身里头，我们看约坦没有什么好多看的。
From history, Jotham is not much to look at.
但是当我们和以赛亚书里边的信息跟约坦在约坦做王的时候来比较一下。
But if we compare it with the message in the book of Isaiah and look at how Jotham rained.
我们就发觉有些非常不简单的事在那里。
Then we will discover that some matters are not simple.
那弟兄姊妹们，你记得以赛亚个人整个灵里面的复兴。
Then sisters, remember the revival of the spirit of Isaiah.
那是在以赛亚书第六章。
Which is recorded in the book of
Isaiah, chapter 6. 这是我们弟兄姊妹都比较熟的一段的经文。
Which is what we are familiar with.
啊，他看见神的宝座。
That he saw the throne of God.
啊，他听见神在那里叹息。
And he heard the sigh of God.
他说，谁肯为我们去？我可以差遣谁呢？谁可以为我们去呢？
He said that whom shall I send and who will go for us?
啊，以赛亚在这个时候在神面前就接触到神的心意。
That Isaiah at that time he has encountered God's heart.
啊，一面他发觉我在神的面前是一个不堪的人。
On one hand, he discovered he is nothing before God.
当然他已经做了先知。
And at that time, he was already a prophet.
在人的眼中已经觉得，哦，这个是先知。
In people's eyes and said that he is a priest.
虽然不一定是给人看作成为圣人。
Even though he's not a saint.
但是在人的心思里面，就是一个非常非常重要的一个属灵的人物。
But in man's heart, he is a very important spiritual character.
啊，但是当他一看到神的宝座显出来的时候，
But when he saw the throne of God revealed,
他立刻就发觉他自己在神面前的不堪。
At once he can see how bad he was before God.
他说我是嘴唇不洁的人。
He said that I am someone with unclean lips.
而又是住在嘴唇不洁的民当中。
And I live among a people of unclean lips.
祸在我灭亡了。
Woe to me, I'm ruined.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，他马上就看到，领会到他自己的那一个缺陷。
Immediately he realized his shortcoming.
那神就让他经历了神赦免的恩典和神对他的接受。
And God let him experience the forgiveness of sin and that his acceptance.
那这一段事情是我们弟兄姊妹们很熟悉。
And this is what we are familiar with.
但弟兄姊妹们，你一定不能忘记一个事实。
The verses is you cannot forget this fact.
以赛亚什么时候接受这一个意象？
When did Isaiah receive this vision?
他怎么样在神面前走进这个经历？
And how did he walk into this experience before God?
是什么时候？
And when was it?
我们不知道。
That we don't know.
我们对以赛亚的出生的年日和他多大的年纪的时候是什么样，一无所知。
That we know nothing about Isaiah, his birth date, and what he's encountered.
但是我们只知道他做先知的时间很长。
But we know that he has been a prophet for a long time.
那从什么时候开始呢？
From what time?
从就是这个乌西亚开始。
It's from King Uzziah.
经过约坦。
And through Jotham.
经过约坦的儿子亚哈斯，就是接上去我们马上要看的那一个。
And also the son of Jotham, Ahaz.
再经过西西家。
And also Hezekiah.
四个王。
Four kings.
这是那么长的时间他做先知。
He's been a prophet for this long time.
所以他是以赛亚书非常非常的长的有六十几章。
So the book of Isaiah is very long, it's some 60 chapters.
因为他做先知的时间很长。
Because he's been a prophet for a long time.
跨过四个王统治的时候。
That he has been a prophet through four kings.
但是我们注意。
Then we need to take note.
有以赛亚说了许多的话，但是其中有一些话是非常非常重要的。
Isaiah has spoken many words, and there are some words that are very important.
那是关乎我们的主道成肉身的这一方面的。
And that has to do with our Lord, the flesh, the words became flesh.
关乎主的国度在地上要显明的。
And has to do with the revelation of the kingdom of the Lord.
但是我们知道，在乌西亚王做王的时候， 以赛亚没有说这些话。
But we know that during the reign of King Uzziah, that Isaiah did not say all these words.
神没有把这些话告诉他。
That God did not give him these words.
那什么时候神把这些话告诉他呢？
And when did God give him these words?
我们留意第六章以赛亚的时候，你就看了。
Let's take note of Isaiah chapter 6.
乌西亚王崩的那一年。
In the year that King Uzziah died.
那就是乌西亚王死的那一年。
It's the year when King Uzziah died.
神就向他说话。
And God spoke to him.
说了好多的话。
And he spoke many words to
him. 关乎犹大的前途的。
Has to do with the future of
Judah. 然后再说出那个神的儿子要到地上来的事情。
And then the Son of God that he will come to the world.
让人少开始 能懂得犹大之所以或者以色列之所以有前途，乃是因着神的儿子要到人的中间来。
So people will begin to understand that Israel has a future is because the Son of God will come.
那详细的事情我们不说它。
And we will not go into the details.
因为那是以赛亚书的事。
Because that has to do with the book of Isaiah.
不是历代志上的撒的事。
It's not the book of
Chronicles. 但是我们不能不说的。
But we have to mention this.
为什么在约坦做王的开始，就是乌西亚王死掉的时候，神用着以赛亚说那一番话？
Why is that God used Isaiah to say these words during the beginning of Jotham or at the end or the death of Uzziah?
那这历代志里头，我们就稍微看到一点点。
In the Chronicles, we can see bits of it.
首先，我们注意的就是乌西亚王的没有守地位。
First, we can see that King Uzziah did not keep his position.
然后你看到约坦做王的时候的百姓还是偏上邪僻。
And then when Jotham was reigning, the people were still continuing to corrupt
practices. 从上到下都在那里呈现一种的趋势，那个趋势就是离开主的面。
From high to low, that's an inclination which is to depart from God's face.
约坦他能在神面前守住他该守的。
Jotham, he could keep his position before God.
但是犹大的百姓不行啊。
But the people of Judah, they did not.
那是整个的来说。
So as a whole.
犹大的前途在人没有看到什么。
The future of Judah, according to man, that's nothing.
但是在神的观察里面已经看到他们的遭遇了。
But under God's watch that he could see what they were encountering.
所以你看到以赛亚在那一次的经历以后所说的话，首先就说到犹大总有一天要被掳。
So we can see the words of Isaiah mentioned that Judah one day will be taken captive.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神很有分寸。
That God acts properly.
借着以赛亚就说出，树杆虽然砍掉，树墩还是存留。
Through Isaiah, he says that even though the trees are cut down, but the stumps will be left.
那这就说出了犹大的那个前途。
And tells of the future of Judah.
里头再说到一些实际的光景。
And the reality of it.
如果人活在那种光景里边。
If man lives under this condition.
你看不见指望。
That you cannot see
hope. 你看不到前途。
There's no future.
你感觉没有路可以走。
There's no way out.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
就在这样的一种光景的底下
，Under these circumstances，
神就说出他的儿子要来。
That God said that His Son will come.
说了好些啊。
And there are a lot of words.
我们比较熟悉的说，有一子赐给我们。
That what we are familiar with is that there's a son that we're given to us.
他的名字称为奇妙、测试、永在的父，和平的君。
That his name is wonderful and his the counselor.
Almighty.
Is Almighty God.
And
the Prince of Peace.
那然后又说到政权要担在他的肩膀上。
And then says the authority will be on his shoulder.
然后又说到他的名字叫做以马内利。
And that his name is Emmanuel.
弟兄姊妹们，这些话实在是太不简单了。
Brothers, these words are not simple.
那这些话是什么时候说的呢？
And when were these words spoken?
约坦做王的时候说的。
It's during the reign of Jotham.
那我们没有看到犹大有什么过不来。
that we did not see there's any shortcomings of Judah.
但是神看到,
but God saw it.
因为神看到约坦一过去,
because God saw that after Jotham has died,
他儿子亚哈士一接上来, 马上就出问题。
As soon as Ahaz became king, problems arise.
明明出那个问题是出得非常的大的,
and the problem was great.
那在这样的光景的里边,
and under this condition,
神就预先在那里说了一些话,
that God spoke some words.
这个就是在27章的这一段时间里边说的话,
which the words are spoken during the time of chapter 27.
那好了, 约坦就是这样, 好像按人来看来, 平平淡淡的就过去了,
so Jotham passed very quietly. Without events, not the eventful.
Silently. 但是因着约坦这做王的这一段时候,
and but because of the ring, the time that Jotham reigned,
在神上人说话的那些记录的里边, 你就看到有一个非常不简单的事实在哪里。
In the recording of the words spoken to men, you can see something that's not simple.
而约坦就是在这个交接的那个时刻里头, 把神这样的话接过来。
And Jotham is at this time to receive God's words.
那好了, 现在约坦死了。
Now Jotham died.
那28章我们看到了, 问题大了。
And we can see that it's a big problem in chapter 28.
他儿子亚哈斯就接上来做王,
that his son Ahaz succeeded as king.
那他做王呢的时间像他父亲一样也只有16年。
And like his father, he only reigned for 16 years.
但是这16年跟约坦做王的16年来比较, 那就是相差的太远了。
But these 16 years compared to his father Jotham,
因为让他坐上王位以后,
it's very different because after he reigned,
神给他做的记录就非常非常的糟糕,
the recording of him is very bad.
当时不像他主大卫行耶和华眼中看为正的事,
that unlike David his father, he did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord,
却行以色列诸王的道,
that he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel,
又铸造巴利的像, 并且在新嫩子谷烧香, 用火 焚烧他的儿女,行耶和华在以色列人面前所驱逐的外邦人那可憎的事。That
he also made cast idols for worshipping the Baals, and he burned sacrifices in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, and sacrificed his sons in the fire, following the detestable ways of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites.
在秋坛上,山岗上,和青翠树下献祭烧伤。
He offered sacrifices and burned incense at the high places, on the treetops, and under every spreading tree.
弟兄姊妹,当你看到神这样做一个记录的时候,
and sisters, when you see the recording of God,
你怎么来描写犹大呢?
How would you describe Judah?
你如果用一个最简单的话来描写犹大,你怎么描写呢?
If you want to describe it very simply, how would you describe it?
天地都是偶像,
that idols are everywhere.
我们可以了解,
that we could understand.
早一段日子里头,那个亚他利亚算了国位的时候,犹大还没有落到这种光景。
In the earlier days when Athaliah, she took over the kingdom, Judah was not in such a bad condition.
但现在他一坐到王位上面,
but now as he becomes the king,
马上把整个犹大翻转过来,
he has turned Judah upside down.
翻转到一个什么地步呢?
To what extent?
全国都是偶像。
Throughout the country, there were idols.
在底下我们还看到一件事,
and later on, we'll see another matter.
他放胆到一个地步, 把神的圣殿封闭了,
that he was so bad to a point that he had shut down God's temple.
犹大没有一个王像他那么大胆,
there was no king in Judah that is as bold as he was.
就是以后我们要看的马拿西, 虽然是那一个是造成犹大被掳的一个主要的原因的人,
even afterwards when we look at Manasseh, he was one of the main reasons that Judah was taken captive,
还不至于像他,
but he was not like him.
他从外面就把偶像接进来,
outwardly he would receive the idols,
在本身就把圣殿废掉,
and for himself, he would shut down the temple of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是不得了的事情。
And these are not simple matters.
虽然现在记载的，这现在发生的事情，神还没有很严厉的来对付他。
Even though now God has not dealt with him severely.
但是我们看见，神实在没有让他过好日子。
But we can see that God did not let him live peacefully.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看到一件事情。
So my sisters, you can see one matter.
那留意第五节所开始说的。
Take note of verse 5.
那因着上文他所做的那些事情
and because of what he has done
说第五节就说所以耶和华他的神将他交在亚兰王手里
so verse 5 says therefore the Lord his God handed him over to the king of Aram
而亚兰王打败他掳了许多的民带到大马色去
and the Arameans defeated him and took many of his people as prisoners and brought them to Damascus
那是 跟对外的战争失败
This is the defeat of the battle.
而且那个失败是失败的非常的严重。
And the defeat was severe.
不但是给打败。
Not only was he defeated.
并且许多的国民给掳到巴比伦去。
But many of his people was taken to Babylon.
对不起，大马士。
To Damascus.
但是不是只有一次。
But it's not only one time.
如果光是只有这一次。
If it's only this time.
而亚哈斯心里头是明亮的。
If Ahaz he's enlightened within,
他立刻就会想到。
Then he would immediately think of this.
我为什么会一败涂地
？Why would I fail so badly？
神为什么不扶持我们
？Why did God not help us？
为什么让我们遭遇这样大的失败
？Why would he let us encounter such a great failure？
只要他会想
，If he could just think，
只会他还有一点点的观念。
If he can still have some concept.
生命记那里边老早就说过了。
In the book of Deuteronomy, it has already spoken.
如果我们背逆神
If we turn against God.
敌人从一条路来我们要从七条路逃走。
That the enemies will come from one way and we will have to escape through seven ways.
神老早就已经指出我们的光景。
That God has already pointed out our conditions.
神也曾给我们有应许。
And God also has promised.
如果我们向着他活得准确
，If we live properly before Him,
敌人从一条路来
，That the enemies will come from seven paths or one path.
他们就必须一定是从七条路逃走。
But they will for sure to escape to run away.
现在不是敌人逃走。
But now it's not the enemies running
away. 现在是我们在七条路上给人追赶。
It's now we are pursue after.In seven ways.
如果他灵里边有一点感觉
，If he has some feelings in his spirit，
我们还不敢说他要苏醒了
，Then we would not dare say that he would be.
只是有点感觉
，If he only has a little bit of feeling，
他立刻就会从亚兰王和他征战的里边，他的结果，他就想到神在他中间有工作。
That's from the result of his.A battle between him and the king of Aram, then he would think of God.
但是他醒悟了没有
？But was he awakened?
没有。
No, he didn't.
里面一点都不动心。
That he was not even moved within.
这是头一次。
This is the first time.
然后你注意了。
And then let's pay attention.
那个话接下去，你看。
And we see the words follow.
神又将他交在以色列王手里。
The God.Also has given him into the hands of the king of Israel.
又将他交在以色列王手里。
And he has given him again to the king of Israel.
这个又就是第二次了。
It says also that means the second time.
而这一次，上一次是交在敌人的手里。
First time was in the hands of the enemy.
而这一次把他交在背弃神的兄弟们的手里。
Now it's in the hands of the brothers who turn against God.
这一次呢
？And for this time.
交在以色列人 的手里的时候
，When he was in the hands of the Israelites，
也是叫犹大人受了许多的残杀
，And the people of Judah they were killed。
那里就说了一天就杀了犹大人十二万。
Now here it says in one day 120,000
都是勇士
killed, and they are soldiers. They are the ones who can fight.
能打仗的人一天给人杀了十二万。
Those who can fight is killed in one day.
这个可以说是惨败了。
And this is a great defeat.
但是问题还不停在这里。
But the matter doesn't stop here.
还杀了一些犹大国上层的人。
It also talks about some high officials they were
killed. 连王的儿子都给杀了。
Even the son of the king was killed.
不单是这样。
And not only this.
更惨的是。
Even worse.
把犹大人200,000，包括孩子、儿童
，200,000 of people, including
和一些成年人
，including children and some adults，
20多万人
，more than 200,000 people，
都把他们掳掠带到撒玛利亚去
，and they were carried away back to Samaria。
啊，当然，他们在犹大所抢掠的那些财物就。算不清那么多了。
And there are countless money and people that they have taken away from Judah.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就看到神把他们摆在这样的一个光景的底下，那也就是很严重的给他们指出你们走错路了。
So God placed them under such circumstances, which is to tell them solemnly that you have walked on the wrong path.
所以你们一再的落到这种光景里。
So time and again, you have fallen into these conditions.
但是神做的工不是停在这里。
But God's work didn't stop here.
那当他们把犹大的俘虏啊带回以色列的时候
，When they took the captives,
神就感动一个敬畏神的以色列那边的先知。
That God has moved a prophet from Israel.
他就出来对以色列人说话。
That he came out and spoke to the Israelites.
他说这个话是包含两个意思。
And the words he has spoken include two meanings.
第一是指出犹大所以败在以色列人手里的那个原因。
First, he pointed out the reason that Judah was defeated under the hands of the Israelites.
那这个你说是究竟是说给以色列人听的，还是说给犹大人听的
？So you might say that is it spoken to the people of Judah, to the people of Israelites?
你说犹大王也不在其中，他听什么
？He said the king of Judah wasn't there. How could he listen?
但是那里有200,000犹大人被掳，他们听到。
But there are 200,000 people of Judah taken captive, so they could listen.
因为他是向着那些。把俘虏带回来的那个大队伍里头是宣告这个事情。
Because he was speaking to the troops that brought back the people of Judah.
他指出一个问题是说，以色列人所以打胜仗，不是因为你们打得好。
He pointed out this matter, saying that the people of Judah they were defeated is not because you are strong.
是因为犹大人背弃耶和华，神就把他交给你们。
It's because the people of Judah they forsake God, so God placed them in your hands.
那既然是神把他们交给你们，你们就要知道该怎么来对待犹大。
So if it is God who placed them in your hands, then you should know how to deal with them.
因为虽然我们现在是分开两个国，但是他总是你们的弟兄。
Because even though now we have two kingdoms, but they are still your brothers.
是十二支派里头的主要的部分。
They're the main parts of the 12 tribes.
那你们怎么可以还把他们掳掠过来，准备让他们来做奴隶呢
？How could you still taken them as captives and treat them as slaves？
所以他就说，你们现在要做的，把弟兄们都释放回去。
So he said that now listen to me, you should release your brothers。
不要把犹大人带进以色列来。
So do not bring the people of Judah into Israelite.
那当时以色列人那是首领，他们听到了，听进来了，这个话他听进来了。
So the leaders of Israel they listened to these words.
所以他们立刻就在那里安排释放那些犹大人回去。
So immediately they made arrangements and sent the people of Judah back.
抢掠到的那些东西还给他们。
And they returned the spoil.
为他们好像真的是 送他们出远门一样，为他们安排各种各样他们所缺乏的。
And they made arrangement for them.
这一位先知还宣告一件事。
And this prophet also proclaimed another.
他说：“你们如果不释放这些犹大的弟兄回去啊。”神的烈怒已经在你们中间发作了。
He said that if you do not release your brothers, that God's anger will be toward you.
但是究竟神在那个时候显出了一个什么的烈怒呢？
But what,
都没有记载，我们不知道。
But what kind of rage would God reveal at that time? That it's not recorded, so we don't know.
但是我们相信一定有事情发生。
But we believe that something must happen.
所以那批以色列人才那么乖乖的来把犹大人。释放回去。
So that the Israelites, they were so willingly to release the people of Judah.
那现在我们不管他当时的具体的过程是怎样。
So we would not pay attention to the details here.
我们要来留意。
What we need to take note now.
神借着这件事情究竟向犹大人说了什么话。
Is that through this incident, what words did God speak to them?
头一件事情
First,
神借着以色列人指出犹大失败的原因。
Through the Israelites, God pointed out the reason that Judah was defeated.
第二件事情
And secondly,
是借着神的这个犹大人给释放的这一个事实来说明一件事情。
And through the release of Judah, or the people of Judah, God spoke of one matter.
以色列人已经离弃了神很长久的日子。
That the Israelites, they have forsaken God for a long period of time.
但是那么长久。
But for this long period.
他们当中还不缺敬畏神的人。
Among them, there are still some who fear the Lord.
虽然是少数,
even though it's only a minority.
但是他们还能站在神的那一边。
But they could still stand on God's side.
所以当先知在那里把神的话一发表出来的时候,
So when the prophet revealed God's word,
他们立刻就有反应。
Immediately they have a reaction.
就把犹大人释放回去。
And they release the people of Judah.
好，现在弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters,
你来注意了。
Let's take note.
当犹大人经历失败，又被掳，又再得释放。
After the people of Judah, they experienced defeat and they were taken
captive. 这些都是在以色列人的手中。
And they were released.
经过的。
And they all experienced all in the hands of the Israelites.
你说犹大人心里面，他能领会什么？
And what do you think that in the hearts of the people of Judah, what could they experience?
第一，他认识。
First, they know that God has forsaken us.
所以我们没有办法有得胜。
So we would not have a chance to win.
神为什么放弃我们呢？
And why would God forsake us?
我们在神面前错了。
Because we were wrong before God.
我们得罪神。
That we have offended God.
如果他们灵里面苏醒的话。
If they are awakened in their spirit.
这个话一定听进去。
They would have listened to these words.
第二个呢？
And second?
以色列人是背弃了神的人。
The Israelites, they are the ones who forsaken God.
但是他们现在释放我们是根据什么？
But now they release us, what is it based on?
根据神的律法。
It's based on God's laws.
他们还虽然离弃神，但是仍然向神不敢完全的放弃。
That even though they have forsaken God, but they dare not forsake God completely.
弟兄姊妹，你留意北国的那个以色列。
And sister, take note of Israel in the north.
他们在心思里从来没有承认他们是离弃神的。
In their hearts, they never acknowledge that they have forsaken God.
他们只不过就是说，耶和华神就是那个金牛犊。
They only said that Jehovah God is that golden calf.
对耶和华这个名字。
For the Lord, this
对耶和华神的那个观念。
Or the concept about the Lord God.
他们还是抓住的。
And they still have a good grasp of it.
但是抓住那个观念和他们实际的动作不调和。
But holding on to the concept is not in accordance to the behavior.
那这个观念也就没有什么意义。
And this concept is meaningless.
因为神已经是耶和华已经给金牛犊来代替。
Because God has been replaced by the golden calf.
说你说那个北国的人，他们离弃耶和华，他们心里头不服气。
So if you say that the people of the northern kingdom they have forsaken God, they would not be willing to admit.
但事实上他们是离弃耶和华的。
But in reality, they have forsaken God.
虽然他们离弃耶和华。
Even though they have forsaken God.
但是对于神给以色列人的和律法的观念还没有完全的放弃。
But they have not completely forsaken the concept of the law given by God.
所以当时的先知跟他们一宣告要释放犹大的兄弟们回去的时候，他们都答应了。
So when the prophet of God revealed that they should release the brothers, they would agree.
弟兄姊妹千万不要忘了。
And brothers, don't forget.
前不久我们才读过约哈斯。
Not long ago that we have read about Joash.
他请以色列人来帮忙他去打仗，结果后来神的先知告诉他说：“你怎么可以请神所不喜悦的人和你一起，请他们回去？”
That he asked the help of the Israelites to help him in battle, but the prophet told him that how could you ask for their help?
你还记得他舍不得那一万塔连德的银子、啊、
that he was he feel sorry about losing his money his
但是先知对他说神赏赐给你的要比这个更多
but the prophet told him that God can give you more than this
那以色列人拿了钱回去了
so the Israelites they took the money and returned
结果气愤愤的又在那里对付犹大你看到这个是以色列人
but they were very angry so they dealt with the people of Judah
现在怎么会呀、啊这另外一批以色列人那么活善，肯把以色列把犹大人这批的俘虏释放回去呢
？And how come now that a group of Israelites they're so friendly they're willing to release the people of Judah？
虽然我们没有办法看到当时耶和华发什么烈怒。
Even though we could not see what kind of wrath or rage of God at that time。
我们也不敢肯定说以色列人他们真的是。甘心情愿把犹大人释放。
And we could not say that the Israelites are completely willingly to release the people of Judah.
因为我们都不掌握那些资料，所以我们没有对这个事情有什么话好说。
Because we don't have enough information, that, so we cannot comment.
但是有一件事情我们可以肯定的。
But for one matter, we can be sure.
这个事是神做的。
This is done by God.
这个事情是神在背后。来管理着以色列人
This,
所以他们就做出这个释放犹大的俘虏的这个动作来
So this matter is governed by God that he was there so that the people of Israel will release their brothers
这两件事
So for these two matters
犹大人打败
That the people of Judah they were defeated
犹大人得释放
And they were released
那么这两件事情对犹大人来说
So these two matters for the people of Judah.
是不是神很清楚地告诉他们，你们这些遭遇都是因着你们的路在神面前走错了。
Isn't it for God to say to them, you have encountered all this is because you have walked astray before God.
所以你们才会遇到这些的事情。
Therefore, you have encountered all this.
那所以因此你们必须要从神面前悔改，在神面前悔改。
So you must repent before God.
回转归向神。
Turn back and.
那犹大人有没有回转归向神
？So did the people of Judah repent?
我们也不没有资料很清楚说他们归回或者是不归回。
And we do not have the information to say that whether they have returned or not.
但是有一个人。我们可以给他肯定。
But one person we can be sure.
那就是犹大王。
Which is the king of Judah.
他就是向神定心不归回。
That he was hardened before God, he would not repent.
你看，经过亚兰人的失败。
So after the defeat before the Arameans.
再经过在以色列人面前的失败。
And also the defeat before the Israelites.
再享用一下以色列人释放俘虏
and enjoy the release of the captives.
少为一个上神有点心思的人，他都不能不回想到神曾经跟我们说过的话。
If he's someone who has a little bit of heart before the Lord, he could not but to think about the words spoken by God.
何况当时还有先知在那里上神的百姓传递神的话语。
Not to mention the prophets at that time to deliver the words of God.
但是你没想到。
But
亚哈斯这个王心就是那样硬。
But you can imagine the heart of King Ahaz, how hard it was that he would not listen.
那我们读以赛亚书的时候。
When we read the book of Isaiah,
你留意到一件事情。
You take note of one thing.
当以色列人要来攻打犹大的时候。
When the Israelites were there to attack
Judah. 就是跟亚兰人联手来攻打犹大。
And they formed an ally with the Arameans to attack Judah.
那么以赛亚就奉差遣来向他说话。
And Isaiah was sent to speak to him.
他说你不要害怕这两个王。来对付你。
He said, "Do not be afraid of these two kings."
你要紧的，你要转回上神。
The most important thing is you need to repent.
神不会让这两个王给你有任何的威胁。
And then God would not let these two kings to deal with you.
如果你看外面的情形，好像相信不过来。
If you look at the outward circumstance, you could not believe it.
你可以向神求一个兆头。
And you can ask God for a sign.
神就给一个兆头你。
And God will give you a sign.
你就知道神要做一个什么事。
Then you will know what God would do.
你记得他怎么回答以赛亚。
And you remember his reply to Isaiah?
话说得很属灵的。
The words are very spiritual.
我不试探耶和华。
That I would not test the Lord my God.
我不要求什么的兆头。
And I would not ask for a sign.
弟兄姊妹们你注意。
My sisters, take note.
你听他这个话，你觉得这个人很属灵啊。
If you just listen to the words, you think that he's very spiritual.
很有一个顺服的心在神面前。
That he has a submissive heart before the Lord.
不管神怎么做，我都从神手里接过来啊。
No matter what God does, that I would receive it from his hand.
你要是光从那个话来听，就是这样。
If you listen just to the words, it would be like this.
但是他说这个话是不是真的带着这样的心思呢？
But does he actually have the heart when he speaks his words?
一点这样的心思都没有。
Not at all.
他根本就是在那里，当面是拒绝先知跟他讲的话。
He was there to reject the words from the prophet.
实际是在那里拒绝神给他的机会。
But in reality, he's rejecting the chance God has given him.
不过神还怜悯犹大。
But God still has mercy upon Judah.
神还是你不要，我还是给你。
And God said that even if you don't ask for it, I will give it to you.
那结果他觉得好像。不要也不行。
So he could not reject anymore.
以赛亚就说话了。
And Isaiah began to speak.
他听也好，不听也好。
Whether he would listen or not.
神就是给他兆头。
That God gave him a sign.
那个兆头一说出来呢。
And this sign after it was spoken.
又是说到神的儿子要来。
And has to do with the Son of God would come.
我们不扯得那么远。
And we won't go that far.
我们回到历代志。
Let's return back to the Chronicles.
我们留意十六节。
Let's pay attention to verse 16.
那时
，at that time，
亚哈斯王差遣人去见亚述诸王，求他们帮助。
King Ahaz sent to the king of Assyria for help.
什么时候
？What is that time？
那时。
At that time。
什么时候
？What is the time？
就是犹大人给释放回来的。那个时候
，which is after the people of Judah was released，
眼看见这些事情这样发生
，that he saw these with his eyes，
因着以东人又来欺负他了
，and also the Edomites they came
to attack。他不想想为什么以东人敢有勇气来欺负我们
，and he would not think why is that the Edomites they have the courage to attack us。
他只是看见以东人又来欺负了
，he only looked at the Edomites would come。
我没有力量去应付他。
And that I do not have the strength to deal with them.
他就跑到亚述那边去求救。
So he went and asked for help for the Assyria king.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意。
Pay attention to this.
亚哈斯这个人就是如此。
Ahaz is such a person.
一再神给他的管教。
The disciplines of God come upon him.
他还是拒绝神给他醒悟的机会。
But he rejects the chances God given him.
我们回过头来看，又回到以赛亚书第一章那边去看。
If we go back to the book of Isaiah chapter
我们不知道第一章的时间究竟是准确的时间是在哪里。
And we do not know the exact time frame of chapter 1.
但是总是在这几个人做王的这个时候。
But it's during the reigns of these few people.
看乌西亚王的日子。
We look at the days of King Uzziah.
犹大没有那么凄惨。
And Judah was not in a pitiful condition.
看约凡的日子。
In Jotham, the time is
犹大也没有那样的凄惨。
And Judah is not in such a pitiful condition.
但是你看到亚哈斯的日子。
But during the days of Ahaz,
你就看到了。
Then you can see.
神说你看看。
God said, look.
你已经整个人都满身都是伤痕。
For your whole being, you are full of wounds.
但是你们就不回转。
But you refuse to repent.
然后神在那里叹息。
And God was there to sigh.
牛认识主人。
That the ox knows his master.
驴也认识主人的槽。
And the donkey is owner's manger.
哎呀，我的百姓却不认识我。But
my people do not know me.
弟兄姊妹，这是以赛亚书第一章里面的话。And
these are the words in Isaiah chapter 1.
我个人是很有感觉。And
personally, I have a strong
feeling. 这一番话就是说在亚哈斯做王的这一段时间。
These words are spoken during the reign of Ahaz.
那我们看亚哈斯做王的这段时间里面，犹大所发生的事情。
And we see that all these things happened to Judah during Ahaz's reign. That you can see.
先是亚兰人,
First is the Iranians.
后是以色列人,
and then is the Israelites.
然后现在又再来以东人,
and then now is the Edomites.
你看下去的时候,
and when you continue to read on,
不单是以东人,
it's not only the Edomites.
18节那里说, 菲利士人也来了,
and verse 18 it says the Philistines arrived.
那整个犹大都落到四面受敌的那种情形,
and Judah was attacked on all sides.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意到，难怪在乌西亚王死的那一年，No
wonder on the year when King Uzziah died.
神让以赛亚看见那个异象里头所听见神的那个叹息。That
God let Isaiah see the vision and hear his sigh.
我可以差遣谁呢?
Whom shall I send?
谁可以为我们去呢?
Who will go for us?
在犹大神的子民的中间, 他们是用这样的光景来对付神。
Among the people of Judah, they use this condition to deal with God.
神一再地给他们管教和鞭打。
God gave them disciplines time and again.
他不回转就是不回转。
But they continue to refuse to repent.
他硬着心向着神就是硬着心向着神。
And they continue to harden their hearts toward God.
那所以在我们留意到那种情形的时候，
So when we pay attention to the condition,
我们就在历代志里面就看到一些很特殊的记载。
And we see some special mentions in Chronicles.
那我们点 那个很特殊的记载，来让我们稍微了解一下神的心情。
We'll point out these special recordings to understand God's heart.
我们记得历代志是神的工作的日记吗？
Do you remember the book of Chronicles is the recording of God's work?
神在神这个工作的日记里面， 神也记上了他的心情啊。
In God's journals of his work, he has also recorded his feelings.
是19节。
Verse 19.
弟兄姊妹留意。
Pay attention, brothers and sisters.
你不留意，一下就划过去了。
If you don't pay attention, you let it slip by.
因为以色列王亚哈斯在犹大犯事，大大干犯耶和华，所以耶和华使犹大卑微。The
Lord had humbled Judah because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he had promoted wickedness in Judah and had not been most faithful.
我们先来看这句话。
Had been most unfaithful to the Lord.
你看到特别的地方。
Do you see anything special here?
你看到神的那个感情在那里很严重的受伤的反应吗？
Do you see the reaction of God's feelings being hurt?
你留意你一定看到。
If you pay attention, you will see this.
你说亚哈斯是什么？是哪个国家的王？
You say, whose king is Ahaz?
犹大的王。
He is the king of Judah.
但是这里神怎么说呢？
But how did God describe him here?
他说他是以色列的王。
He said that he's the king of Israel.
你说神怎么这么糊涂？
And you said that how come God is so foolish?
我们是不在这个世上糊涂，怎么神会这样糊涂？
That we would not be confused on this. Why would God be confused?
弟兄姊妹们，不是神糊涂。
My sisters, not that God is confused.
是神伤心了。
Is God is hurt.
在神那个拣选的里面。
In God's choosing.
好好的一个见证。
A good testimony.
是十二个支派一同在那里发表神。
Is that the 12 tribes together to manifest God.
现在十个支派已经分出去，已经分离出去了。
Now there are 10 tribes who have departed.
剩下南边的犹大国还站在神的那一边。
Now Judah on the south, it continues to stand before God.
用人的话来讲，还是在神的正统的里头。
Using man's words, it's under God's reign.
那神的见证在那个时候显出来。
And God's testimony was manifested at that time.
是怎么显出来呢？
And how was it manifested?
是透过犹大来显出来。
It's through Judah.
北边的十个支派，神已经把它放在一边了。
The 10 tribes in the north, God has put them aside.
所以约翰是出去打仗请以色列人的时候，先知就来说，神不喜悦的人，你怎么可以和他同居？
So Joash, when he went out to battle to ask for help for them, and the prophet would tell them it's not appropriate.
神的见证在那一个时候是当当的给犹大国来维持。
That God was there to maintain Judah only.
By
Judah.
但是这个见证虽然是犹大来维持，但是并不就是只有犹大。
So even though this testimony was maintained by Judah, but it's not only Judah.
在神的心思里面仍然是十二个支派。
In God's heart, it continues to be the 12 tribes.
那这一个光景在旧约的历史里头是很清楚的。
And this condition is very clear in the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹，你记得约书亚领以色列人过约旦河的时候，在河中交换石头是几多少？
Brothers, remember when Joshua was leading the Israelites to cross the river, how many stones were there?
十二块。
There's 12 of them.
为什么十二块？
Why is that 12 of them?
表明十二个支派。
Is to express the 12 tribes.
他们是一整个。
It was a one whole.
那现在你也留意到。
And now you can see here.
犹大跟以色列已经分离了。
That Judah has.Departed from
Israel. 但神眼中所看的以色列是犹大那里在发表。
But in God's eyes, this Israel is expressed by Judah.
我们读列王记的时候，
If we read the book of Kings,
我们读到先知以利亚跟巴利的先知在那里对抗的时候。
When the prophet Elijah, he was standing against the prophets of Baal.
当时以利亚所筑的那个祭坛
，The altar that was built by Elijah
是怎么筑成的
？How was he built? How did he build it?
十二块石头
，12 stones，
也是说出以色列十二个支派是一个整个的见证。
Which is to say, the 12 tribes of Israel is a complete testimony.
而在那里要跟仇敌。透过假神来抢夺神的地位来对抗。
Which is that they are standing against the enemy of God.
现在也是。
Now it's the same case.
所以弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
So brothers, you can see.
为什么神会这样说话呢？
That why would God speak in
such a way? 我们刚才所提的完全是从神在地上的见证这个角度来看。
Then what we mentioned before is from the angle of God's testimony on earth.
但是我们在这里往深一层去看的时候，
But if we look at it in a deeper angle.
你看到一件事情。
That you can see one matter.
原子看见就是犹大和这几个民族在那里打仗。
From man, we can only see is Judah fighting against these people.
但是在神的眼中看来。
But in God's eyes.
那是撒旦鼓动这些人来对付犹大，为的要把神从地上来赶走。
Which is Satan inciting all these countries to deal with Judah in order to get rid of God on earth.
所以才会那样的来让亚哈斯硬心到这样的一个地步。
So that Ahaz, his heart is hardened to such a condition.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
一面我们在这里是看到神的感情上面的难受。
On one hand, we can see God's feelings was hurt.
另一面你也看到一件事情。
On the other hand,
在神的监察的里面。
You can see under God's watching.
见证的地位。
The position of testimony.
以色列已经失去了。
That Israel has lost its position.
但是在神的观察的里边，除非他不看神的见证。
Under God's watching, unless he does not look at God's testimony.
如果神要看他的见证，
If God looks at his testimony,
他不会只是单看犹大。
He would not only look at Judah.
他也看上北方了十个支派。
He would also look at the ten.
那在这里我们怎么说呢？
And how could we describe
对北方的以色列来说，
For Israel in the
world, 或者说对整个的神的见证来说，
or the entire testimony of God,
到了一些日子，
for some days,
人做神见证的地位没有变。
There's no change of man's position in God's testimony.
但是实际却变了。
But the reality has changed.
虽然实际是变了。
Even though the reality has changed.
但是在神的监察的里边。
But under God's watching.
神仍然是看这个是我的见证，但是这个见证如今是暗淡。
God continues to see this is his testimony, but now the testimony has dimmed.
所以神要来恢复。
So God is there to revive it.
那既然是我们能看到神这个心思的时候，你就立刻能领会到，不是犹大人本身给神有那么大的冲击。
So when we can see God's heart, we will see that it's not just Judah has hurt God's feelings.
是这一批称为神选民的人的背后给撒旦所控制了的那个事实。
It's the fact that behind this chosen people of God, that Satan was there in control.
所以才引起神在感情上的那样的激动。
So that's what caused the God's feeling to be hurt.
那所以神也就让犹大又一次来尝到那一个鞭打和管教的滋味。
So once again, God.Let Judah experience another opportunity to be disciplined.
他去邀请亚述王来帮他忙。
That he asked the king of Assyria for help.
亚述王来了，但是亚述王并没有帮他忙。
But as a result, he came, but he didn't help him.
反倒过来掳掠他。
On the other hand, he would raid the towns.
啊，连他也都掳掠过去。
Even the king was taken captive.
啊，把他带到亚兰地。
That he was taken to.The land of Aram.
你往下看那个结果。
If you continue to read on.
啊，真是用人的话的描写来说，真是惨不忍睹啊。
Use man's words is so bad that you would not dare even bear to see it.
给弄到亚兰地，在大马色那边，他看到了亚兰人所拜的偶像。
That King Ahaz was taken to Damascus and he see all the idols.
他说亚兰人的偶像是帮他们忙那么大，那亚兰王的神 才是我要敬拜的。
So he thought, since the gods of the kings of Aram have helped him so much, that this, these are the gods that I should worship.
所以他就把亚兰人的偶像都带回犹大。
So he brought back the gods of Aram.
带回犹大以后，他就把圣殿封闭了。
And he brought the gods back to Judah, and he shut down the temple.
你留意24节。
Take note of verse 24.
亚哈是将神殿里的器皿都聚了来，毁坏了，扯封锁耶和华殿的门，在耶路撒冷各处的拐角建筑祭坛，又在犹大各城建立丘坛，与别神烧伤，以动耶和华他列祖的怒气。
Ahaz gathered together the furnishings from the temple of God and took them away. He shut the doors of the Lord's temple and set up altars at every street corner in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，看到这里，我们就看到那个属灵的征战的那个真相。
And brothers and sisters, when we read here, we see the reality of the spiritual battle.
前面所提到的人与人的那个打仗都是表面的东西。
What mentioned before, the conflicts between men is only on the surface.
到了现在，我们才看到那个背后的那个真相。
Now here we see the fact behind it.
是撒旦要在神的百姓中间抢夺地位。
Is Satan wanting to grab his position among God's people?
在那一个时候，他也好像占了上风了。
At that time, it seems like he was winning.
整个犹大都在属灵上面被掳了。
The entire Judah, spiritually, it was taken captive.
虽然这里还不是犹大的，被掳到巴比伦去的那个事实。
Even though now it's not that Judah being taken to Babylon.
但是在属灵的光景上，犹大在那个时候已经落在被掳的光景里。
But spiritually, Judah has fallen into captivity.
亚哈斯这个王从开头一直到他死。
Ahaz, this king, from the beginning until his death,
对神的子民没有带来一点的好处。
He did not bring any goodness to God's people.
他不住的在那里惹动神的怒气。
He continued to incite God's wrath.
以致犹大在神的面前也给神管教到一个很不简单，很不容易忍受的地步。
So Judah has suffered this great discipline before God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
亚哈斯死了。
Ahaz died.
但他死了，埋葬。
After he died, he was buried.
你留意他怎么给埋葬
？Let's take note of how he was buried.
是犹大的诸王没有一个。在神的百姓中间所发表出来的那一种情绪。
It's among the kings that is not the appropriate feelings manifested by the people.
是最坏的日子。
This is the worst time.
27节你注意。
Verse 27.
亚哈斯与他列祖同睡，葬在耶路撒冷城里。第一个问题。
First, Ahaz rested with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of Jerusalem. This is the first issue.
没有送入以色列诸王的坟墓中。
But he was not placed in the tombs of the kings of Israel.
这样的一个记录。
And this recording.
就说出，连老百姓都没有尊重他。
It tells us even the people did not respect him.
因为他不配得。神的百姓的尊重。
Because he's not worthy of the respect of God's people.
因为他带来给神的百姓太多的伤害。
Because he has brought forth much harm to the people of God.
对人的伤害已经是不是一件小事。
It's not a small matter to harm the people.
若是我们上摩勒窑的时候看到，那是那个属灵征战的那个事实。
And this is a matter of spiritual battle.
你没有办法不说，他给神的伤害更大。
You have to say that the harm he brought to God was even greater.
只有他这一个人有那么胆量，把神的圣殿封闭。
It's only him, this person, who was so bold to shut down God's temple.
完全的废弃了 神和他百姓中间的那关系。
And has completely forsaken the relationship between God and his people.
如果我们抓住这个历史的背景，再去读以赛亚书。
If we grab hold of this historical background and read the book of Isaiah,
我们就看到当时神借着以赛亚向犹大百姓所说的话，是那个意思是多深。
And we can see how deep is the meaning of the words of Isaiah.
好多神的无奈。
That God could not choose.
但是你也看到好多神的不舍。
And also that God was unable to bear.
他仍然是在那里，因着他与他们所立的约，心里仍然放不下牵挂。
But because of the covenant established with, by him with the people, that he continued to keep them and would not be able to forsake them. We thank God. When we continue to read on,
我们真的是看到整个的历代志一直在那里。文字是记录人间的历史。
That we can see the chronicles. In the words are recording what happened in history.
但实际是在那里记录神和撒旦的征战。
But in reality, it's the battle between God and Satan.
那但愿我们能看到这一个。
May we be able to see this?
可以从历代志的里边学到功课。
That we can learn the lessons from the Chronicles.
无论如何，站在神的那一边。
Standing on God's side.
持守神的话
and hold fast of God's word,
直到见主面的时候
until the day we see the Lord.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这
and we'll end our fellowship tonight.